on today's Techno Babble, what I would take for a portable and very lightweight video kit.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Techno Babble. This is the show where every week I tell you all about how you can use video and graphic design in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. So I would love for you to interact with the show, leave questions or comments. You can do that below the video if you're watching on YouTube or on trinitydigitalmedia.com. Either way is fine. Or if you're listening to the audio, which this show is released as a podcast, you can either drop me a line on email, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Give me a call, 1-877-763-3246. 1-877-POD-ECHO is a great way to echo back to this podcast. Or you could always, no problem whatsoever, hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PAUALANCLIF. And there you can interact with me as well. And I answer questions like that on the Friday show every week. So I would love to talk to you about that. So, next week, there will be a show. It will be recorded in just a few minutes from when I'm recording this one, because churchstreaming.tv lets me do that. Which, by the way, if you like them, if you're interested, trinitydigitalmedia.com/churchstreaming is my affiliate link. So, I am going to record this show, and I'm going to have it set to go. But while I'm on vacation, I thought it would be nice to be able to take my video equipment with me, but I can't fill an entire suitcase full of everything that I'd like, you know. If I was going for a professional-only reason, I might take a light kit, I might take, I might rent some cameras, I might get a lot more audio, I might add a mixer, I might do a lot of things, but I want it to be lightweight. So here are a couple of things that I'm going to do instead, and I hope that they help you. Just to know kind of the bare minimum that you can get by with. Now, the bare minimum is my smartphone. I've got an iPhone. Anything from the iPhone 4S and newer will take 1080p video. So, HD video, check. Now, I hear a few people say, well, I have to get real close to get good sound. That's your problem right there. What you want to do is you want to try a little hack like this. This is actually one of the iPhone-style headsets. This one was from Walmart, so it's not quite the same quality. But it has a microphone built in line with the earbuds. Well, this one, the earbuds broke, so I just cut that bad boy off, and now it is a lav mic. So I can just take this and my iPhone, and I can take gorgeous video with me talking over it, and I'll get something usable. It won't be perfect, but it'll be usable. Now, for stability's sake, I have a clamp that clamps onto my iPhone, and I could connect that to a tripod. I could connect it to a mini tripod, both of which I'm planning on taking, or I could connect it to the third thing, which is what it came with, which was a selfie stick. Now, a selfie stick is a really stupid-looking way of doing taking a picture of yourself, but it's not a horrible way to take video of yourself. If you put it down at your hip and hold it there, you can gesture with one hand while you talk with the other, and then walk, and it remains fairly stable, much better than trying to hold it with your hand, which will go up and down. So that's something that while I'm at the beach, I might shoot at least some video with me standing out and just maybe the surf in the background. Could be. Doing that, my body would block a lot of the sound, so it might be quite usable, actually. So that's something else that you can take. So that's kind of the bare minimum video set. If I wanted to take it up a notch, I would add, I can't reach it or I would add my Canon T3i, which I'm also taking because if you're on vacation and you've got a DSLR, well, dang it, why not take that bad boy? So I'm going to take my Canon T3i, I'm going to take my iPhone to XLR cable, which I can plug either into my laptop or my iPhone, so I could use my iPhone as an audio recording device. I'm also going to take this. This is my Zoom H4. They don't make this anymore, but they make an improved version called the H4N, as in Nancy. So I would take a Zoom H4 or an H4N. It's got XLR ends on it. And the reason for that is because I would take the microphone. Here, this is a Audio-Technica Pro 70 mic that I'm using right now. That's what you're listening to. I'll take that and an XLR extension cable and a stereo microphone or stereo headphone cable, and I can plug all those in, throw that on my tripod, and from the deck of the vacation rental, I can take a really great video. And so I could maybe shoot that at golden hour, so wake up early before the rest of the family wakes up, or I could also, around supper time, because I'm doing this in the fall, I could shoot some videos, and I'm thinking of doing that for Church Tech U, which is something that I'm launching. It's a way to get all the video training that you could need for your church tech ministry for a low monthly price. And it's all organized by classes and gives you certificates at the end. Might have some tests in there. I have that ability. So that is the next thing that I would add, is this ability to take really good video. So of the things that I've mentioned, there are a couple more that I think I would throw in. I think I might take my reflector. I've got a fast fold reflector that might be helpful. I might take an external hard drive and my computer. I'm definitely going to take. So just to recap, I'm going to take my DSLR, my Canon T3i, my iPhone, a tripod and a mini tripod, my selfie stick, my lav mic, my do-it-yourself lav mic, an XLR cable, the XLR to iPhone cable, the computer and external hard drive, a reflector, and my Zoom H4. And with those, as long as I'm not shooting indoors, which I'm going to the beach, so I'm not going to worry too much about shooting indoors, I can get really good video for a fairly small footprint. Probably the largest thing is going to be my laptop, which is a 13-inch MacBook Pro. My tripod, which is a very cheap tripod, which I wouldn't recommend normally if you're going to get a lot of movement in your video. But for me, for what I'm doing, it'll be adequate. And so that'll be fine. And the reflector. So those three things can actually fit into a duffel bag. So I'm going to, along with taking some other stuff in that duffel bag, I'm just going to throw that in and we'll call that good. So that is how I would pack for a vacation to get really professional quality video without taking my light kit, which is twice the size of my regular suitcase, or additional cameras, additional tripods, etc. So, I hope that helps you. I hope that it helps you in what you're doing for your church. Maybe you've got a mission, short-term mission trip you're going on. Maybe it's a youth camp, something like that. Those are some ideas of things that you can take to pack lightly to shoot video and edit it and just get something good going by the time you come back. If that helps you, feel free to like, subscribe, share this video. That's how we get the word out. If you haven't subscribed yet, I don't know why, because it's free on YouTube, and it's also free to get the video podcast or the audio podcast by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. I hope that helps you, and I hope that it helps you go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.